and the disgust to be avoided is a nature deteriorating in the artificial and an artificial deteriorating in nature. And the greatest injustice we can do on our own self is to whine on the very injustice made by others on us. And we do have personal rights, yet the struggle to assess them goes against our main natural right. And being taken from the periphery of the world to the periphery of a city is the fastest disillusion we can experience about modern civilization. And our will for a change is the same, yet some want to go back and some want to go forward. Having understood that the most congenial environment is the one where humans can intervene, society now emulates such an intervention without letting us intervene. And the more locked we are, the straighter we want to cut through reality. And the only accepted form of pride should be to see our natural creations becoming autonomous. And even if we manage, the help we can provide society will be only superficial, yet the help we can provide to the single individual is far more profound. And the only true doctrine is the doctrine that can emerge following our own spiritual instinct. And within any environment, it is just a matter of finding the trajectories that most suit the manifestations of our nature. And while abilitating our social status, all social infrastructure debilitate our natural growth. And having too much weight, it becomes even more mandatory to go where its gravity dictates us. No words nor actions, but the actual experience of growing nature is what we shall account for. And the most dreadful is anything left without its primordial nature. And until we can freely access the source, we can fully enjoy its delta. And the more modernity transit through a destination, the more it washes it of its former life. And in the culmination of a perfect yet unsustainable society, the old generation has become the young and spoiled one, and the young ones is born dead. And as small dictators, we all have to keep on agitating our social followers in order not to lose consent. And all that our life preparation should aim at is one single divine outcry to put a peace all human noise. And we can only suggest a natural way that others in all their artificial disillusion might reconsider. And while the commodification of life can be attacked, life itself will always fluctuate elsewhere. And we ought to understand that diffidence generates diffidence, and in order to break the chain, we ought to be indifferent to it. And we ought to give a spiritual function to all the accessories that the fascist society uses for its sadistic purposes. And we ought to be solid with our final goal, because anything between us and it is completely fragile. And there is no hater in those who have understood our transitory nature of meaning transmitters. And while pleasure is let flourish, politics make sure that the growth of any virtue is immediately decapitated. And we either actively search for truth or passively agree to memorize other people's notions. And the macabre side of technology is to reveal anything macabre all at once. And the more infrastructures we can access, the less further we can get. And the same social efficiency that deprives us of meaning is the very efficiency that will terminate us. Only in a state of semi-comfort and semi-alert we can keep our human faculties activated. And what was considered dirty stigma before, it has become fashionable, if not even a form of luxury. And the one way to regenerate is to restart from the beginning. And as long as observation will occur from set points of view, prejudices will remain. And any regime lives on the leftover of previous regimes, even anarchism. And the fight of new generations is to fight against what older generation have fought for. And filled with our narcissistic pride, we drastically limit our human potential. And we go for something that is branded as good, although we have no possibility to assess it. And why luxury is an indicator that power has reached the peak, it's also an indicator that we shall leave the center of power at once before its collapse. And at times we rebel to things that are given for granted only to create new things that will be given for granted. And no artificial arbitrariness will be able to stand the impact of time. And as cultures get destroyed by imperialistic expansions, only in nature we can resurrect. And we should define as interesting anything that lives through history, preserving its aura. And among our so-called friends, we should begin eliminating those who could give us a hand, but are not keen to do so. And communities taking no pride are at least safe from self-destruction. And always we end up living in the grey misery of our solar authorities. And troublesome people tend to get excessively worried about people that trouble they create not. And in things we understand as good, there's always a greater evil we do not understand. And after the exciting fervor of building a new history on top of the old one, nothing is left but depression. And the major modern contributions are paradoxically made on surfaces that want to stay clean and cannot be etched. And of certain people no trace will be left but that of those they have exterminated. And constant cultural stimulation is for those who do not want to build their own culture. And the temple we bring down the mountains will no longer elevate us. And the only thing that is truly allowed is the one that the previous regime truly prohibited. And we soon are to realize that we were liberated from brutality by even stronger brutality. And our instinct should be that of seeking the setting sun until we are fully suspended in front of it. And even more so, no greatness can be achieved if there is no documented proof about it. Construction of an empire always simulate but never replicate its previous grandiousness. And particularly in modern times, tyranny might be only an attempt to make things simpler.